You're listening to WMIE Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day, this day, on this Tuesday. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. We're in the middle of a great study. Actually, it's a 50-minute long sermon. So this will at least play through Thursday, probably all week through Friday. It's one of my favorite messages the Lord's given me. It's out of Hebrews chapter 5. It's called How's Your Diet? The author of Hebrews is comparing people that are only on a diet of milk, whom the author, the Holy Spirit, calls a babe. You know, you think to yourself, what does God think? Remember, all of Scripture is inspired. Theopneustos, it's inspired by God. God breathed. God's opinion of the Christian that is on a milk diet and not strong meat, he calls them a babe. I'm not as kind as that. I'd call you a peewee Christian. Football term, there's Pop Warner, and there's college or high school and college, and then you reach the NFL. It's the same thing with Christians. You start off as a peewee Christian, one that's closely guarded by the Lord because he's easily deceived and led astray. And then you're in the PCL. You go right from that to the Professional Christian League, one that feasts on the strong meat of the word. Where are you at? Well, this sermon is a checkup from the neck up. We're looking at some things that if heretics come and knock on your door on a Saturday morning and hit you with these things, do you personally know where to go in the Bible to defend the truth against the lies from the heretics and false teachers that knock on your door or you hear on the radio or that you hear on TV? So, the evidence is playing this week on the radio. You decide and look and see where you end up. If you'd like this whole sermon, write to me, Paul at WMIEFM.com. I'll mail it to you for free. Let's listen to part two of this message now. How's your diet?
The PCL. Are you in it? You nod. We'll find out here by 12 o'clock. You might think that you are. When someone knocks at your door and says, Jesus never said he was God, what do you do? Do you fumble and look for my business card? Or do you say, come on in, let's talk? By the way, how many years have you been a Christian? He said, by now this person ought to be on this feasting on the solid food of the profound truths of the Word of God, but instead, on a milk diet. Now let's build on this thought here a little bit. I was thinking about the Christian that maintains a milk diet. And I was thinking, how can a believer know they've moved on from milk to solid food? Fair enough, right? How do you know? The answer to that is by being able to discern the truth from the lie. Paul wrote, 1 Corinthians 2:15, he that is spiritual judges all things. New King James says, discerns all things. I like that too. He who is spiritual discerns all things, meaning you know it when you hear it. It's a good spiritual examination. We're going to take inventory to see if we've progressed from milk to the meat of the word. Me and Ron used to joke, we call it porterhouse steak, right, Ron? Okay, so let's say you're in front of your television set. You're watching a Christian program, and you hear the following statements. Number one, Jesus Christ never said he was God. Number two, Jesus Christ is not the only way to God. Number three, there is no hell. Number four, homosexuality is an accepted lifestyle today. There's nothing wrong with that. Or you flip your TV and you run into Andrew Womack, who asks, have you ever received the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Or you open up your newspaper to Florida Today and you read a story about evolution. Did you know that professors all over the world are fired, blackballed, outcast for believing that God created all of this? You can't hold that belief anymore and be a professional. It's like what they used to do to communists here in the 1950s. That's what they do to professors who believe God created the heaven and the earth. All right, so there's a list of five of Satan's most common objections through people that people have regarding the Bible and regarding the Christian faith. Along with these objections, this new addition to my list here, the great divider of churches today, point number five. Question, are you able to defend the faith? Do you know where to go to confidently answer all six of these questions? A believer who has been a believer for a long period of time should be able to answer all six of these, at least four of these questions, no problem. Remember, you're in the PCL, you're a professional Christian. This is the problem in the church today. Again, Chuck Swindoll says, believers in Christ are being spoon-fed warm milk and not being challenged to digest solid meat. This is a serious problem. This is totally unacceptable to me. My vision here as pastor of Island, many of you have heard it. It's Colossians 1:28. It says, him we preach, warning and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Rest assured, if you're a member here at this church, or if you're considering or would like to be a member of Island Community Church, this is my vision to present you perfect or mature in Christ. My vision. It's like Scott, the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus, this is Scott. This is my vision. And to be held accountable to you, accountable for you, accountable to God for you. This is my vision here. It's not to put numbers in people in this church. It's to present everyone blameless before Jesus Christ. All right, on to our list. Again, the question. Do you know where to go in your playbook? Do you know where to go in your playbook to refute the following statements? Remember, heretics are here deliberately to separate the wheat from the chaff, the wheat from the tares. You know, sometimes I feel that when I fight against them, I'm fighting against God. If God's put them there, why am I fighting against them? There must be heresies among you, so that those that are approved will be made manifest. If God's put them there, why am I fighting against them? What did Gamaliel say? Then you'll find yourself fighting against God. My job is to teach the truth and to have everyone know something that's untrue when they hear it and where to go to find it. Okay, number one. Point number one. One of the devil's foot soldiers gets up on the television and says, well, Jesus never said he was God. Let's practice this play, okay? He never said he was God. Where do you go? Huh? Yeah, you could go to John 1. You know, I don't even have that written down. I'm going to say John 8:58. So to write down here, the first place to write down, Jesus never said he was God. You can write John 8:58, and you could write John 1:1, like he said. But before you go, I want you to turn first to Exodus chapter 3, verse 13 first. Exodus 3, 13 and 14. So Moses said to God, he says, "Behold, when I come to the children of Israel, and I shall say to them, 'The Lord God of your fathers has sent me unto you,' and they say to me, 'What is his name?' What shall I say to them?" And God said unto Moses, he said, "I am that I am." In Greek, God said to him, "Ego eimi ho on." I am that I am. He says, "Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you." I am is the verb to be. It's man's feeble attempt at putting the name of God into the English language. I am. You are. He is. I am. Not I was. Not I will be. I am. Ego eimi. In Greek, that was ego eimi ho on, I am the being, it says in the Greek Septuagint. "What's your name, God? Who should I say sent me?" God said to Moses, "I am the being." Awesome name, huh? Now, let's go to John 8:58. You got to see that first and understand that first. You got to understand the significance of what Jesus is about to say. Now, John 8:58, let's pick it up in 57, it says this. Now, this was a dispute that Jesus was having with the Pharisees. "Then said the Jews unto him, 'Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham?' So Jesus said unto them, 'Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am.'" You see what Jesus just did? He called himself Jehovah. Which is why, verse 59, you get the response that you get. Look what it says. "Then they took up stones to cast at him." He called himself God. Other places we could go as well. John 10:30. I'll read some of these. These are for you to fill out here. John 10:30. "I and my Father are one." John 14:9. Jesus said, "Those that have seen me have seen the Father." You know, I have to be thinking. Let me ask you a question. How many songs have you memorized in your lifetime? I'll conservatively guess for myself, maybe 500? With all the lyrics. How many Bible verses have you memorized? Then change it before you walk out the door. I don't say these things to condemn you. I say these things to inspire you. If we can memorize 500 songs, we can certainly remember 8 or 10 Bible verses, can't we?
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God.